President Bush's 10-year plan to boost the economy would cut taxes by $674 billion. Democrats warn that it would drive the federal budget hundreds of billions deeper into deficit. But will deficits be as big a political issue as they were in the 1980s and 1990s? NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
One thing everyone on both sides of the political aisle agrees on is that budget surpluses have quickly become a thing of the past. Last year, the federal government was supposed to run up a surplus of more than $300 billion. Instead, it went $157 billion in the hole. This year, the deficit could be twice that much, and next year even more. So when President Bush announced his plan that shrinks government revenues nearly $700 billion, in addition to the $1.6 trillion tax cut approved a year and a half ago, the deficit became an even fatter political target for Democrats. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum, one of the president's staunchest supporters, sought to head off such criticism by downplaying the plan's impact on deficits.
If the economy is strong, deficits go away. We saw that in the 1990s. Spending was historically very, very high, yet the deficits went away and we went into surplus. I think the president believes, first and foremost, we need a strong economy. And we need to fight the war on terrorism, and potentially there may be other conflicts that we're going to engage in, and deficits have to take a backseat to that.
Not surprisingly, this line of reasoning failed to reassure Santorum's Democratic colleagues. Minnesota's Mark Dayton, who describes himself as a recovering alcoholic, declared on the Senate floor that tax-cutting Republicans were like alcoholics who knew what they were doing was bad, but just couldn't stop.
We're now looking at projected deficits every year for foreseeable future, which is heading us with additional debt and no cushion toward a financial Armageddon in a decade that is going to rival nothing we've seen in this country since the Great Depression.
And South Carolina Democrat Ernest Hollings reminded his colleagues this morning of how the first President Bush once called Ronald Reagan's supply-side justifications for tax cuts and deficits voodoo economics. Hollings labeled the big tax cut the current president pushed through voodoo too.
Now we have before us the economic plan, voodoo 3. When will we ever learn? That's when I came to town. That's the song they were singing.
In a speech today before the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Vice President Cheney acknowledged the president's proposed tax cut package would indeed cost $670 billion over the next decade.
But the actual impact on the deficit will be considerably smaller than the static projections, because the president's package will generate new growth, it will expand the tax base, and thus increase tax revenue to the federal government ultimately.
Cheney also challenged Democrats' contention that bigger federal deficits lead to higher interest rates as the government competes with the private sector for capital.
Mortgage interest rates are at a four-decade low. The evidence is clear that interest rates do not move in lockstep with changes in the budget deficit.
Some Democrats agree that deficit spending right now may be what's needed to get the economy going again. One of them is Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. He says interest rates have dropped mainly because demand for money by the hard-hit private sector is so weak right now.
In the long run, particularly if they become sizable and start crowding out private investment, that's when they really come back to hurt the economy, because you have the government soaking up hundreds of billions of dollars that small businesses and other private enterprises could more productively use to create jobs and to create a better standard of living.
Other Democrats warn that if deficits persist and get bigger, it will further complicate financing Social Security and Medicare payments for a wave of baby boomers retiring a decade from now. Republicans contend that without the president's plan, there's a risk economic growth won't keep pace with those new demands. The problem for those retirees is that they'll need both a solvent government to sustain the retirement programs they've come to rely on and a robust economy to sustain that government. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.